Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is power. This is tradition. This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns October 12th through 14th.
Pack up the crew and head out to Talladega Super Speedway for race weekend October 12th through 14th. Ticket holders for the 1000bulbs.com 500 can enjoy free camping in three different campgrounds around the track. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
It only happens once a year, and it only happens at Homestead Miami Speedway. The world will be watching as dreams are made, hopes are crossed, and championships earned. It's Ford Championship Weekend, November 16th to the 18th. 3 days of fun for the whole family with live music, tailgating, go-kart racing, and so much more. Plus, it's the only place to witness the crowning of three NASCAR champions. Call 866-409-RACE or go to homesteadmiamispeedway.com for tickets.
Good evening from Dega Nation. I'm Tim Despain. Stephen Wilson has the evening off. I got my good friend Rowdy from the Rowdy Maglite Show on the Speedway Digest Radio. Rowdy's going to join me tonight. Rowdy, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me, and I'm looking forward to this weekend.
You and I both, Rowdy. It's Dega, baby. There's nothing like it, is it, brother?
No, I'll tell you, we started in 91, and we've been steady at it. And every year, it's like the world's our state fair. We just get bigger and better.
Amen, brother. Sort of like our vacation. But if you can, let me go ahead and say a little quick prayer, since I think our Reverend Joe might have had some issues coming on. But if we can, let's bow our heads. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. And I apologize for missing the prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Rowdy, we got a big show tonight, brother. I know y'all had a big one last night. Talk a little bit about I think I seen where y'all had Christian X on.
We sure did. We were, the Rowdy Maglite crew was lucky enough to be all together in Indianapolis at the Lucas Oil 200, and we had a great time. I know we had two rain delays, but you know what that did to him? That gave us about four extra hours to be able to go out and talk and get the story. What maybe be going on in the future NASCAR, we found out a good bit. There's a lot of decisions already being made where Arthur's going to be in 2020. And I think we're heading in the right direction.
And that sounds good, Rowdy. I know you and I, Chi-Time Mark, and Stephen Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com, we've all talked a little bit about how this deal is going to go down, because you and I heard of this past spring race here at Talladega. We had heard in the media center, well, prior to the announcement in the Patterson Media Center here at Talladega Super Speedway, that NASCAR was going to acquire ARCA. And, you know, you and I didn't know a lot about it. We walked through the ARCA garage, and a lot of the guys was thinking that they were going to be doomed. Right? They were thinking, you know, that the price was going to go up and everything just because you got that NASCAR stamp on it. But the way it looks, NASCAR is really going to work with some of the teams, the owners, drivers, and also the K&N stuff. It's like they're going to I don't want to quote everything because this is just my opinion. It's like it's going to be like a minor league deal, stepping up to something to that nature. Does that sound right, Rowdy?
Well, when they get to that 10-race deal that they call the ARCA Elite, it's sort of like a playoffs. You got to be 18 to be able to drive the super speedways. I think it's going to be interesting. It's kind of like the Sioux Chief Challenge that we've got now. except it's just going to be under a different deal. It's a short track. And I tell you, if you hadn't seen ARCA on a short track, folks, it's great now. But that Elmore engine and that composite body, there's a lot of young stars that are headed up to be racing on Sunday, and I'm glad to be part of what they're doing now. And, yes, Christian Eckin was on the show. Three-time ARCA winner this year. That was his last race of the year for Victory in Motorsports.
And, Rowdy, you bring up one good thing about short tracks. ARCA was born and raised on short tracks and sort of graduated up to Daytona, Talladega, Michigan, what have you, Pocono there with the tricky triangle. And I think a lot of the NASCAR fans on the NASCAR side of it, they're wanting to go back to some of these half-mile tracks. They also want to put something on the dirt, but I think we need to leave the dirt to Eldora with the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. But like I mentioned, you bring up a really good point. A lot of the NASCAR fans want to go back to some of your, say, your Wilkesboros, your Rockinghams, your Nashville up there, and ARCA still runs Nashville up there. That's a really good track. And I think what we're heading to, Rowdy, is I think we're getting back to some of the grassroots racing like some of the race fans want. Correct?
Right. You're exactly right. You know, when you mentioned Nashville, I was by there Sunday. Coming in from Indianapolis, and the cop stopped on the bridge, and I was either going to sit in the hot sun on the interstate. So I was able to exit off, and I run over, which off the interstate is probably less than a quarter of a mile, to the track over there. We're in trouble of losing that track to be replaced by a soccer field. And folks need to get up arms on this, and let's stop that movement. I understand, looks, and soccer's great, but Nashville's big enough to have two events. Don't despoil what we got here. Don't take what we got away and give it to somebody else. Everybody needs to get a hold of somebody in Nashville that's important and try to change your mind on that.
And, Rowdy, you bring up a really good point. Again, also talking about going to soccer, you know, Bruton Smith and a bunch up there at Bristol Motor Speedway, they had a college football game in the infield up there. I think it was Virginia Tech or something like that. I mean, you know, you can still have soccer events. You can fix up a baseball field, what have you there. But leave the racetrack alone. Let everybody race because, like, you know, Rowdy, you've been around long enough, probably long. I don't mean to say that, a little bit longer than I have, and you've seen some of these racetracks close. And wherever these racetracks close, Rowdy, it's hard to get them back on an ARCA schedule or a K&N deal there, or maybe even a truck race there. And some of these drivers want this short track stuff. And I just hope y'all listen to what Rowdy and everybody there, Chi-Town, Martin, Jeff, they do a great job promoting the sport of ARCA. But, Rowdy, real quick, let me let everybody know the number to call in is 215-383-3681. I'm Tim Spain, alongside of Rowdy Maglite. Mr. Ronnie O'Rear is filling in for Stephen Woods tonight, where he has the night off. And look, I'm located approximately 8 miles south of where the crow flies here, right at this 2.66-mile monster we call Talladega Super Speedway. And y'all coming down, when y'all going to make the check over, brother?
You know, Tim, I can actually make it over tomorrow. So tomorrow afternoon, if I get firewood loaded up off the truck, I may be headed there tomorrow. But if not, it'll be early Thursday morning just to get out and try to get ahead of the people that I have to see. I don't have to see them. You want to see them. You're in the neighborhood. You're in everybody's neighborhood that you've ever met from Talladega, and you like to get by and see them. So hopefully tomorrow afternoon I can be next to a campfire. And the weather's going to be great. You know, hey, Tim, the price of Sunday ticket, and it don't have to be the best seat in the house, will get you free camping in the North Park and over in South Park. That's hard to beat. I think they have three campgrounds, Tim, that's free camping.
That's right, Rowdy. We had Grant Lynch on the show last week, president here at Talladega Super Speedway. He did just throw us out there. He mentioned he's gonna throw in the – going to throw in the checkered flag after the big transformation deal is done. I think it's going to be ready for the fall of October. But we had Grant on in, and that's funny that you mentioned that. Grant said we got different campgrounds for different type people. You know, we have a Christian campground for people that don't drink, don't have alcohol. We have a campground for where we tell them to be quiet around 10 o'clock. We have a campground for where we tell them to be quiet at 1 a.m. And then we have the West Park. You know where the West Park is. But they don't tell them to go to bed. Yes, they let them do whatever they want to, brother. And just like Rowdy's saying, if you don't have a ticket, I know Tyler Super Speedway and Russell Brown and a bunch out there, they're running a really good special right now. You can get two Sunday tickets for the price of $79. And it would cost you that to take a family of four to six to a movie, Rowdy.
Yeah, that's not a bad two Sunday tickets. Plus you got free camping. And all you got to do is tell them, listen, just throw a few things in there and go. And the people, that if you need anything, just ask the people next door. They'll be glad to help you. I mean, that's the best part is at the very end of a great camping trip, we have a race on Sunday, and it's awesome.
Exactly, brother. And just like you said, just throw it in there. If you forget it, somebody there's got it. I'm not going to say I'm going to give you my toothbrush, but I do normally carry a extra toothbrush in case something happens to mine. So I got a brand new toothbrush. So anybody out there, I know that sounds corny as hell, you know, brother, but I had to bring that up. Anybody out there that needs a toothbrush, I'll have an extra toothbrush this weekend today.
Hey, Tim, we also last night, let me give these guys a shout-out. These guys, you know, the best part about these different parks you were talking about, a lot of these different parks, different camps have different themes, and they do and help different people around the communities. Dagadoo Club over there in the infield where they have the big one on the boulevard. Wally was on last night. If you want to listen to the lineup, you can go back to my show on the archives and listen to what Wally had to say. Also, you can pull them up on the Dagadoo Club. They got what drivers. You just when you walk over there, they're going to treat you so good. You're going to be back every year. Wally called in on the first part of the show, and then after Wally was Jason Cumner. He's with the Dago Misfits over on the South Park. And they put on a little thing over there, and their deal is Two Hots and a Cot, which is helping homeless people in Birmingham. And Jason's been doing that for a while. And then back over in the North Park, you got Eric Doe with the Dago Party Crew. It's the DPC crew. And he's got a big party tent. They're doing a country western singer from Nashville's coming down and doing a premiere. And you can look all those up on the social media sites or go to my site and pull the archives. And they're all on there telling the show. But, Tim, out of this race weekend, there's going to be a lot of good. A lot of it's going to Toys for Tots and other things in the community. And we're helping people. I mean, you know, there's a lot of partying going on, but at the end of the day and the end of the weekend, it's all good for the community.
And, Rowdy, I want to thank you for getting that out there. Just to sort of let some of our listeners know, it's not – Dega is a party community, a party-type racetrack. It has always been like that since I was growing up back in the 80s as a teenager. But then again, y'all listen to Rowdy there. There's so many social media groups that actually come to not only Talladega, but they go to other tracks also. And, yes, like Rowdy said, they're out there partying. They're having them a beer or two. There's nothing wrong with that as long as they don't act a fool. And they're actually doing something good for the community, just like you said, for some of these Toys and Tots stuff too, Rowdy. And is that going to include maybe some Christmas stuff? I hate to put you on the spot. Are they doing something?
Denny Wilson and his group over there puts on a poker run, and all the money that he has, this has been going on for a long time. Nobody, you know, people, he does a fish fry. I'm telling you, folks, if you want some fish, go over there Saturday morning, but you better find out what time, and you better be there early, because if you don't, it's going to be gone. And he don't charge nothing. He just asks for a donation. And all that money goes to help kids at Christmas. It does not have nothing for Christmas. It helps families out at Christmas. So they do a great job. The Dagadoo Club, all this is on the social media sites. All you got to do is go look them up, the Dagadoo Misfits in the south part, the Dega Party crew in the north part, and then the Dega Do Club on the infield. And they're great places to go. I mean, hey, when you go, there's no telling who you're going to see. I think Wally said last night they had 22 drivers went through their camp last year.
Good deal, Rowdy. Good deal. And y'all, just like Rowdy said, y'all follow Rowdy on social media. Also, you know, Rowdy's probably got a lot of them social media sites. He could hook you up to some of these campsites where all these people are doing something for charity. And it makes me feel good, not only the drivers, Rowdy, that does stuff for charity, but also the fans, the groups. I mean, it's all about making everybody happy. And NASCAR is a sport alone. I mean, you know, we consider ourselves family. And, Rowdy, since we started this radio deal about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we've made a lot of friends. We've made a few enemies along the way, but, you know, that's just part of it because we have our opinions. But Rowdy and them, I'm telling you, y'all got to check out Rowdy's show. And, you know, check out my show, too, with Steve. You know, I mentioned Rowdy's filling in for Steven tonight. Steven has the night off. Caleb's 10 years old today. Going to give a big shout-out to Caleb up there in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Steve's an AM son there. He turned 10 years old today. But I think we've got our guest right here, Rowdy. And, yeah, we do. I want to bring on crew chief of the number 76 Grunt Style, Kick-Ass Beef Jerky Chevrolet for SS Green Light Racing and Spencer Boyd in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. You find my button, Mr. Jason Miller.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
Jason Miller, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Jason, I want to thank you again for taking time out to call in tonight. Stephen Wilson's Speedway Digest has the night off, so I've got my good friend from our sister station, Mr. Rowdy Maglite from RowdyMaglite.com. So, Jason, I'm going to hand you over to Rowdy if you want to ask him a few questions, or would you let me to go first? It's up to you, brother. You're the guest also. What do you want me to
do? I'll start.
Okay, go ahead, Rowdy.
Hey, welcome, Jason, and thanks for being on the show tonight.
My pleasure.
Jason, being from Indianapolis, it's not always a give me that you're going to be in the automobile racing, but kind of what got you started to get you where you're at now?
I've always been around racing. My dad, my uncle, my brother, we've always been around it. I think I can remember the very first time that I went into the garage area and started working on race cars. I think I was like 7 years old. And as time progressed on, fortunately, I got a opportunity to drive race cars. Drove for one of the dirt legends, C.J. Rayburn, out of Whiteland, Indiana. And he really helped my career go out and start get going. And you know how racing costs so much money. Sometimes it doesn't always fit your budget. So I wanted to stay in racing when I got to where I couldn't afford to drive myself. So I figured, well, if I want to stay in racing, I better learn how to work on them. So that's what kind of brought me where I'm at right now.
Well, you know, it's the greatest sport on earth, but, man, it's the most expensive sport. That's the sad part of racing is the expense of it all. And, you know, ARCA's trying to curve that with the Elmore and the composite body. And it seems once you get the package and, you know, get started, maybe the second, third year, it starts paying for itself.
Yeah, it does. And with the Xfinity Series, just short, you know, the short time we've been running the composite body, it's kind of like there's never a good time to do it, but there's never not a good time to do it. It's going to take a few years to start seeing the cost savings, but NASCAR does a great job, and it had to happen.
Are y'all composite now at Greenlight?
Yes.
Y'all running composite?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what.
We ran everything composite this year except for Daytona Talladega.
So what kind of sold me on composite body was I was going to start at Mark and Jeff turned me on to the late models, and I would see them get their whole front nose knocked off and then come back out and have a chance to win the race. The way they taped the body, it seemed like they just throwed it back and was able to tape it back down and compete again.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times at the racetrack this year. There has been cars that have gotten in the wall in practice, and when we ran the steel bodies, you had to hammer them out, and you had to spread Bondo, and it took a lot of time to repair the car so you could fit templates. And with just replacing a panel and knocking the crush panels back out and resealing them, it's really been a great thing. I've seen quite a few cars that back in the day when we ran the steel bodies, they would have had to pull a backup out, and they were able to repair the body by putting a new panel on and not having to bring the backup car out. So that was a big savings.
Well, you know, most of the time when you do hit scrub that wall, you're going to turn that bead of that fender in, and it's usually going to cut your tire down. And I've seen them where they slap the wall and they just keep going. It sometimes like burns a hole into the through the composite, but you know it they go right back at it. I think there's a big advantage to have the composite now.
I agree 100%. I mean, NASCAR went to 5-star and said, "Hey, let's try to make a composite body that'll stand up to 180 miles an hour of downforce winds." And be able to rub the wall, and the thing pops right back out. It's really amazing at how durable that the composite and 5-star NASCAR have really done a great job with that.
Well, just kind of slow it down. I've got to hang out with Spencer a little bit over at the Dega Duke Club, and they're over there. Have you been able to make it over, Jason, to their club,
no.
The Dega Duke?
No, I never have. I'm always the guy that's having to stay at work. And yeah. Spencer gets to have all the fun.
Well, what's it like working with Spencer?
You know what? I work with a lot of young kids, and Spencer has a lot of talent. We haven't seen the best of Spencer Boyd yet. Okay? I just want to put that out there. Spencer's still learning. He's doing a great job for his first year. And being in the situation that we're in, Gruntstyle is an awesome sponsor. They've been really, really good. And he's been able to bring on some associates. That's been really good for us too. But Spencer has a big heart. He's a lot of fun. And, you know, I've been around a lot of young drivers, and not a one of them I can say wanted it more than what Spencer Boyd wants it.
I've been around him a good bit in the garage, and he's fun to be around. And he's he's an ambassador to their products. I mean, really, he's a great spokesman for them. So, you know, I think great things are coming for Spencer.
Absolutely, I think so too. And I mean, we started out the year, and we had some rough patches and stuff where we weren't running as good as what we expected. But it's like I kept trying to tell him, and I've been down this road before with a lot of young drivers. Son, it takes a while. That's what I used to tell him. It takes a while for you and me to click and for me to know what to give you. And we started out, we were a 28th to 32nd place car almost every week. And it was frustrating. I mean, really frustrating. Frustrating for him, frustrating for me. Not so much for me because I had been down the road before with inexperienced drivers, but now I feel like on an every week basis we're a 22nd to 25th place car. I think we've come that far in just, you know, this short season.
Yeah. Well, one more, Jason, and this is pretty important. You know, how do you deal with your personal life and working on a schedule that you're not home all the time. It's got to be tough. It's tough on family. I work. People think it's a glamorous life, but man, when you're at the track, you just said it a while ago when I asked you, did you go to that? No, you're working. You know, I've had guys that worked in the ARCA garage, Jason, and they wait in that chance, and they get up to Xfinity, they go, yeah, we went to Vegas. Yeah, we went out to all these other tracks. But, no, we didn't do nothing but work and get on the plane and go home.
Yeah, and I'm getting closer to 50. So when I get done at the race track and we're done, I go down, I'll go back to the room, I'll sit and look at notes, and a lot of times I fall asleep with my notebook in my lap. But as far as a family life and everything and being a crew chief, you have to have a very, very strong wife. And I've been blessed with probably one of the greatest wives that I could ever ask for. I have two children, and she's a mom, and she does a great job. I'm not here on the weekends to run them to their ball, run them to their karate, run them, you know, she does all of that. And she never complains. I mean, if I didn't have the wife that I have, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. And I can't give her enough props and just tell her, you know, every time I see her, I just want to tell her how much I love her. And I appreciate that she does what she does to allow me to chase my dream.
Man, Jason, that sounds awesome, guy. Sounds awesome. Hey, Tim, it's yours, baby.
Yes,
thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Rowdy. Jason, just to touch on one little deal that Rowdy had mentioned to you. You know, we've had Spencer on our show multiple times. Like you said, he has more determination than most kids that I've ever known, which I'm not going to call him a kid. I'm going to call him a young man, Jason. But you had mentioned to Rowdy had posed a question to you about, you know, the first of the year y'all were 28, 32nd. Well, then y'all sort of come back. You was getting top 25s, top 20s, and some real good finishes. And we went to Dover this weekend there, the Monster Mile there on the concrete over there, and Spencer had a 32nd place finish there. But the reason he did, he had something in the front. Was it the front suspension, Jason, that broke with him?
It was actually the left rear truck arm, the way the track bar mounts to the truck arm. Dover is a unique. They named it right. They named it the Monster. It is everything and more of a monster. I mean, it breaks parts. It's hard on parts. When you come back from Dover, you have to inspect every part and piece of that race car to make sure for cracks and breaks. And unfortunately, the track bar that mounts to the truck arm, it actually twisted that and almost pulled it off of the truck arm. And it really wasn't that old of a piece. You know, we always inspect them before we go there because we just know how hard everything is. We try to brace everything up for there. And it was an unfortunate mishap. I felt like we had right at that 25th place car again. And it's just unfortunate that a $200 part put us out of the race.
And Jason, to sort of let some of our listeners know, you know, you just said just like it, I did too. Monster, they named the Monster Mile right, and with that part breaking, sort of let some of our listeners know just how demanding Dover is there on the concrete over there, the 1 mile over. Whenever you're coming in, I mean, you know, when you're bailing off in, you're dropping down three stories. There is so much pressure on the right rear, the right front. I mean, it's just amazes me, Jason, that everything lasts as long as it does.
Yeah, it's you know what amazes me the most is Goodyear. They give us a great tire week in, week out. And I sit there and I watch and I see the deflection in these tires and how much abuse the tires take. And, I mean, there's 3,400 pounds plus of right front wheel load. And it all goes through that tire first. And to not have as many tire failures as we do is just, you know, tells how great of a job that Goodyear does for us with their tires. But 3,400 pounds, we all have as race teams, we all have our own pull-down rigs, and we can simulate those loads, and so we know where to stop the splitter in the nose with our packers and our bump springs. But you sit there and you pull the 3,400 pounds on a pull-down rig. I'll have to have you come down to the shop one of these days and do a little radio thing there where you can sit there and you can hear this thing creaking and cracking when it gets to 3,400 pounds. I mean, the noise that thing makes on the pull-down rig, you'll step back.
I bet, and I would definitely take you up on that, Jason. I would love to come actually see that. Maybe do a live show there with you and Spencer and maybe Paul, everybody on the whole crew there. And I got a ton of questions if you got time, Jason. Would you rather race on concrete, or would you rather race on asphalt? Is it easier to set up a car for asphalt or concrete?
Well, concrete is not as much weather driven as asphalt. Asphalt, when it gets hot out, the track changes. Concrete stays more consistent. I like the concrete track. I love Bristol. I love Dover. I loved Nashville Motor Speedway, the new track that we don't go to anymore. To me, it's easier to make your car more consistent for a concrete track than it is for an asphalt track.
And as far as strategy, talking about working on strategy there versus a concrete asphalt track, do you and Spencer and the team work on strategy prior, like during practice, or do y'all wait to the day as far as race day to make a decision on depending upon the track that you're at, far as if you're going to try to short pit, or we're going to have a track that we're going to have to do some fuel mileage stuff on? Just want to get your 2 cents on that too, Jason.
Well, the strategy, you kind of look and see how everything goes through your first two stages. And you try to build your strategy off of those first two stages for your fuel mileage, how your tire's wearing, what your tire builds are looking like, where you should go with your tire temp pressures for that last stage. So, yeah, we try to sit down and we try to come up with a plan, but a lot of times with weather and the cloud cover or sun out or anything like that, as the run goes on, we always adapt. We try to sit down and come up with a plan, but a lot of times it changes mid race.
I bet it does, brother. And since Casey Kane announced on social media this morning that he's not going to be cleared to race the rest of the season there for the Vine Family Racing. His last race will be this past Labor Day weekend, the Bojangles Southern 500, and you mentioned about temperature and far as hydration. What do you do far as a crew chief about keeping your pit crew hydrated, and what does Spencer do? I know Spencer, he doesn't have the opportunity that you and your crew do there. When y'all come over the wall, y'all can walk around, get you a banana, come get you a water or Gatorade or what have you while Spencer's running. Can you talk a little bit about hydration and how much that you actually tell the team that you need to stay hydrated?
Yeah, this time of year it's actually starting not to be as bad, and in the spring of the year it's not as bad, but with Spencer, he has water bottles inside the car, and with NASCAR they give you that extra man over the wall to service the driver with a tear off or a water bottle during all of those pit stops. And with the segments now, with the shorter segments before, they usually happen 10 or 15 or laps before a fuel run, what you normally would run without cautions all the way to the end of a fuel run, it helps also try to keep, Spencer hydrated and alert and everything. So we basically try to give him a water bottle and everything. Sometimes we'll, in the summertime, we'll have ice bags, and he'll unzip his fire uniform, put the ice bag back in, and zip it back up, and try to keep his body and his core temperature down that way too.
And Jason, will you be in the commander in chief there of everything that goes on during a race? You got your spotter versus whatever track you have. You might have multiple spotters. But how often do you communicate with Spencer during a run if you got a long green flag run? And do you let the spotter sort of dictate and sort of take over, and you just sit back and listen and let him tell Spencer what all's going on the racetrack?
I can't see the entire racetrack like the spotter can. So I try to limit my communications with the driver because I don't want to come over the radio and not be able to see where he's at on the racetrack and him not be able to hear the spotter tell him to miss an incident. So what I do is I have two radios. I have channel 1 and channel 2. I solely talk to the spotter on channel 1 because I can't see where they're at on the racetrack, and he relays the message on channel 2 to Spencer because he'd be able to see that, okay, he's not in, there's no other cars around him right now, and now's a great time to relay that message.
And Jason, my final question before we let you jump out of here. If you were racing this weekend here at my home track at Talladega, which, you know, I know y'all are off, y'all are taking weekend off. We got the NASCAR Camp for World Truck Series here, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, which you run here in the spring, and you sort of have to make some strategy. If you were in one of these truck teams, or if you were in a Cup Series team atmosphere here, and you were trying to make it into the chase, and you know this is not the cutoff race. You know, this is the middle race here. What would you advise your driver to do this fall here at Talladega Super Speedway? Would you lay back, play it conservative, because you never know when a big one's going to come, brother?
I would lay back. If I was trying to make it to the next round of the chase or trying to get, I would lay back and find a group of guys that were wanting to do the same thing that I trusted and that Spencer or whoever the driver was that felt comfortable around would lay back in a smaller pack and just wait until the end of the race and let it play out. We all, as race car drivers, crew chiefs, we all are competitive. But we all have to be smart, too, because there is nothing more than I would love to run up through the middle of the pack and be up there in it all day long and lead laps. And I mean, as a competitor, that's what we want to do. But as we all see at Talladega, not everybody play nice a lot of times, and things happen too early in the race for you to be worried. You got to move on to the next stage. So to me, it's smarter. We did that at Daytona at the 4th of July race. I told Spencer, I don't care. If we lose the draft and we go a lap down, we go a lap down. We'll get that lap back. I said, that won't be a problem. And we'll just take it as it comes. And he ended up getting his best career finish of 17th. So we didn't do that kind of at the February race, and we got beat up pretty bad. The car got, you know, beat up pretty bad, and we couldn't really contend because of aerodynamics play such a big role at Talladega and Daytona.
Amen, brother. And, Jason, I want to give you this moment. We'll let everybody thank sponsors, owners, people that has helped you get to where you're at right now. You got the floor, brother. You can thank anybody you want to.
Well, first of all, like I said, I have to thank my wife, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. And I just, you know, there's a lot of people along the way that's helped me get to where I'm at, you know, and one of the two guys that really helped me get to where I'm at is Andy Petrie and Bobby Hamilton. And Bobby's not with us anymore, but I got to race with him and actually got to be a part of the team that won there at Talladega with him in the Square D55. And there's so many people. This is my 19th year. Next year's my 20th year, and there's so many people to thank. But I also, you know, my owner now that I have, Bobby Dotter, and he's awesome. I've been with him longer than I have anybody, and couldn't think about working for anybody else. And, you know, Gruntstyle and Chevrolet, and they've been great to us this year. So I guess there's just so many to thank right now, being in it as long as I have. But there are certain people that really, really stick out in my career. And I think Bobby Hamilton and Andy Petrie and Bobby Dodder are some of the ones that really, really stick out and help me get to where I'm at.
Jason, I want to thank you for what you do for my good friend Spencer Boyd there, talking him through everything there. And thanks again, Jason, for taking time to come on tonight with myself and Rowdy. And good luck in a couple of weeks going to Kansas, brother. And I hope to see you in Homestead. I'm going to Dega this weekend, and then myself and Suzanne, my wife, we're going to fly down to Homestead there. We're actually going to do a live show. Talk to Neil, from the PR guy there, and talk to him today. He actually called me and said he's going to get us a radio room. So I would love to have y'all walk in our radio room at Homestead Miami Speedway for championship weekend. We sit down and talk, maybe eat a little bit of kick-ass beef jerky, bro.
That sounds great, man. That'd be awesome. And one other thing, you know, we got some things working in the works next year that might be big coming up real soon, and got some new partners and stuff coming on. And I just like to give a shout out to one of our new partners that's going to be coming along with us next year is Sparrow Ranch. Go on sparrowranch.org and check it out. It's a great nonprofit that we're going to try to help get the word out for special needs children. And the gentleman's name is Ricky Teal. He's a great guy. And all you guys out there listening, go on sparrowranch.org and check it out, man. It's a great cause. And really, really, like, I have a soft place in my heart for special needs kids.
Amen. Anything to help anybody out, the good Lord's willing, the
Absolutely.
Good Lord's going to provide, Jason.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it, brother. Tell Spencer I said be at it, Sil.
I will. It's hard to make him, to control him sometimes. He's wide open, but I remember back when I was 22 years old, I was pretty wide open, too.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Tim. Thank you, buddy. All right.
See
bye-bye.
You, Jason. All right, bye.
Yeah.
Jason Miller there, Rowdy Crew Chief, number 76 Grunt Style Chevrolet Camaro there for Spencer Boyd in NASCAR Xfinity Series. He's one of the, you know, we always talk about guys that hadn't forgotten where they come from, Stephen. And I've known Jason for a few years, talked to him a couple of times at the racetracks. It's the first time that we've had him on our show. And he really is one of them that hadn't forgot where he come from, Rowdy. I mean, you know, like you had mentioned to him, you had asked him about how he got started. He wanted to thank a lot of people, Bobby Hamilton, and, you know, to go back to some of them guys. And that just, I enjoy having somebody on that has that enthusiastic of a mindset to talk to us.
Yeah, you know, if his wife starts to think he's taking her for granted, she just needs to listen to this show, because he pretty much summed it up. He wouldn't be nowhere without his wife.
That's amen, Rowdy. And to throw out there, again, listeners, number to call in is 215-383-3681. I'm Tim of Spain alongside of Rowdy Maglite from the Rowdy Maglite Show. We got coming up here shortly, I think we got my good friend, Mr. Jerry Sellers, is going to come on. We're going to have some of them old throwback stories, right? Like you and I like to hear from here at Dega back in the day, how everything was run, and it's just, I love hearing old stories.
That's coming up, Tim. Hey, this weekend at Talladega for me. I hope that starts tomorrow, Wednesday night.
Too, brother. And, folks, let's take a short break. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Jerry Sellers there. He is a former volunteer, I guess you'd say, for Tidal Super Speedway International Sports Hall of Fame. But again, I'm Tim Spain alongside of Rowdy Maglite. We'll be right back after this song live from Talladega Super Speedway.
In the headlights, I'm a mama's boy, I'm a fist fight, kind of county line, kind of cold beer, little hat down, little John Deere. I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care. You see the girl standing right there, she loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning off the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots, likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights, and I ain't scared to get off in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning off the tin, girl. She can have it. I'm so with you till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be.
We're back live from Duggan Nation. I'm Tim Spain alongside of Rowdy Maglite from RowdyMaglite.com and also Speedway Digest Radio Network. We've got to include you in that too, Rowdy. Rowdy, we got our guest coming on. I'm going to bring on a former volunteer for Talladega Super Speedway and International Motorsports Hall of Fame here, my good friend, Mr. Jerry Sutter. Let me find this button. I want to bring Jerry on with a bomb. Let's bring Jerry in with a bomb.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good evening, Mr. Jerry Sellers. How you doing?
Good evening.
And no, I don't want to fight. That's just one of our bring on songs. I'm too old for that, brother.
Are you?
That's
oh,
right.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing good, brother. What'd you have for supper?
Running the roads for Philip today.
Oh, okay.
Got a joke
you
for
did.
You, though.
All right, go ahead, Jerry.
All right, good racing joke. I was told this years ago. Junior Johnson used to have a garden out by his racing shop, and he had an old mule that plowed that garden, and they didn't have to have a bridle on it, nothing like that. The mule plowed it so long and knew how to plow down the middle of the row without plowing any vegetables up. One day Junior went out there to plow, and the mule went about halfway down the row, and it went off to the right, started plowing up vegetables. Junior hollered, "Whoa, mule." He walked around, looked at the front of the mule, and his eyes was crossed. He said, "I don't know what's wrong with my mule. I never had this problem before. I guess I better load it up, take it down to the vet." Took it down to the vet. The vet said, "Yeah, I can fix your mule." He said, "Stand up there and watch the mule's eyes." He said, I'm going to get back here, and I'm going to insert this pipe and then blow in it," and said, "His eyes should come straight in a minute. When they do, holler at me." So the vet did what he said he was going to do, and Junior's watching his eyes, and he said, "Whoa, man, that's good." Said, "His eyes are straight." He said, "Well, your mules are fine now." Said, "You take it on back home." Said, "Everything's going to be fine." So he took him back home, and for the next week, the mule was fine, and then it happened again. And the vet charged him $250 to fix the mule first time, and Junior says, "Well, I know what the guy did." Said, "All I need is somebody to look him in the eye while I insert the pipe and blow in." So he said, "I'll just call Buddy Baker." So he called Buddy Baker to come over to his house, and he told him, he said, "Now I'm going to insert this pipe in the mule, and I'm going to blow in it," and said, "You get up there and watch his eyes and holler when they straighten up." So Junior huffed and puffed in the pipe, and nothing happened. And he looked around the mule at Buddy, and he said, "There ain't nothing. His eyes hadn't straightened up yet, but," he said, "Nope." He said, "Well, I don't understand that. That's all of it, did." He said, "Tell you what to do." He said, "You come back here and blow in the pipe. Let me get on the other end and watch the mule's eyes." Said, "That's where I was at the vet's place." So they swapped ends with the mule. A minute or so passed, and Junior didn't hear him blowing in the pipe. So he looked around the mule at Buddy, and he said, "What are you doing, man?" He said, "You're not blowing in the pipe." He said, "I'm changing the ends of the pipe, man. You don't think I'm going to put my mouth on the same end yours is on, do you?"
Jerry says you ain't right. Jerry, thank you for taking time to call in. And I'm sure, like I said, Steve Wilson has a night off. I got my good friend Ronnie O'Regan, Rowdy Maglite. And if you can, Jerry, can you stay on and sort of tell us some of the stories about you and your wife, Terry, out there volunteering at Talladega Super Speedway and International Motorsports Hall of Fame? I'm gonna hand you over to Rowdy. Rowdy might have a couple questions if that's okay, Jerry.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for being on tonight.
You're welcome, buddy.
Well, being around Talladega so long, you know, let's go back to what it used to be, Jerry, if you can kind of explain what way back in the early 70s, what Talladega on the Boulevard was like back then.
Well, I remember working the first race at the tunnel gate where the main entrance is. And I don't know if you remember, but they were going to boycott that race and not race, and some of them didn't. And I do remember that we had to tell people as they drove up and give them a ticket. I think we tore it half in two and told them that if they did not race today, they could take that ticket and go down to either Daytona or another race at Talladega and use that to get in. And I thought that was kind of amazing. You remember that one?
No, sir. My dad was at the second race at Talladega.
He was?
Yes, sir. I didn't really get involved in racing until 91 with my family, and we've been kind of steady out there ever since. My brothers were all in it in the 70s also, but I think I was too busy doing other things in life. and kind of come back full circle. But I've heard a lot of the stories, and people here in my hometown in Carbon Hill, Alabama, what it used to be like. Their campsite was actually where the scoreboard, which is pretty much the, Jerry, isn't it? The scoreboard's about the tallest point in the infield. They used to race to get up on top of the hill. Being from Carbon Hill, they wanted to be on top of the hill looking down at everybody.
Yeah. I guess some of our best years over there was really not on the racing scene. It was volunteering to help with the International Motorsports Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. And my wife worked there at the Hall of Fame for a little while. A lady that was there had a son that came down with cancer, and we knew Amanda, and Amanda was a big part of that back then when the other guy was there that was head of it. I can't think of his name now. But anyway, she asked my wife to fill in, and my wife filled in there for a while. And Don Naaman is who I was trying to think of. He wanted her to stay on, and we had a grandchild born about that time, and she was going to have to help keep him, so she didn't get to do it. But I would take a week's vacation, and we would start off in Birmingham, and all of them would fly into Birmingham, and we'd have dinners over there together, and we had some wonderful time telling jokes like that. As a matter of fact, I told that same joke one night, and I never will forget. Yeah, I believe it was the year that Ralph Earnhardt was inducted, and Wendell Scott, the black guy that was driving, and John Force was driver of the year that year. And I sat at the table, a round table in a lounge, and Martha Earnhardt, Tiny Lund's widow, Fireball Roberts' widow was there. And I told that joke, and Tiny Lund's widow jumped up, and she said, "Oh, Buddy Baker's sitting over here." She said, "We got to get him over here and let him tell you, let you tell him that joke." So Buddy came over there and sat down. She said, he looks at the glass before he sticks it to his mouth. Said he can't stand nothing dirty. So anyway, he got over there, and I told him the joke, and he had on a straw hat, and I still got that hat somewhere here at the house. And after I finished the joke, he said, "Man, you deserve this hat." He said, "I'm just going to give it to you." And he just reached over the table and stuck it on my head. And those were some good times. And I got to say something about Larry McReynolds, too. We've got a son that has autism. He just graduated high school with magna cum laude this year. And he was into cars at one time, and he would even sit in our car and read the full manual when he'd come to the house. And my wife was in charge of Larry McReynolds' wife at one of the induction ceremonies, and some way or another, through Amanda, we got Larry's email, and we told Larry the situation that we had with our grandson, and asked Larry that, if at all possible, since he was into cars, if he could come and interview him at the next Talladega race. We heard back from Larry. He gave us his cell phone number and said, "Sure, they would love to do that." He said, "Just call me on Thursday," I believe it was, Thursday or Friday of race week. And then Roger Haynes and Tim has had Roger on the show. What a great job. And, of course, Roger's had some medical issues, and he's in very much need of our prayers, and he seems to be doing better right now, which I'm glad of that. But they put us in a van, took us around, took my grandson around, and we met Larry, and Larry took us up on the stage at Speed Vision, I believe it was back then, and my grandson sat there and asked him questions. I never will forget the last question he asked him. He said, "Who do you think will win the championship this year?" And Larry said, "Brad Keselowski." And Brad won it that year. So that was kind of amazing.
Well, listen, you know, without volunteers and what you do, it wouldn't be possible. And I appreciate it. I know the fans appreciate it. And I always look forward for the new inductees each year. And I'm going to throw you back over to Tim. And thanks for coming on. And I know Tim's got few questions for you, and I'm hopefully tomorrow night I'll be at Talladega to listen to some more of those stories around the campfire up until Monday morning, I guess, is when I'm going to try to come on.
Okay, great. Nice talking with you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Rowdy. Yeah, Jerry, I always love to hear you tell that story. But I know you and your wife, Terry, you know, just like you mentioned, Amanda and Roger, I want to give a big amen to the good Lord. Roger's doing a lot better, and I'm assuming he's going to be at the race this weekend. Let some of our listeners know, Roger Haynes is the one that drives the John Ray trucking rig around the Super Speedway with the big American flag on it when we do the national anthem and all that, the prayer. But, Jerry, can you talk a little bit about maybe some other highfalutin, I call them highfalutin, I think you call them highfalutin too. Some of the highfalutin guests you and your wife has met doing this volunteering stuff here at the International Motorsports Hall of Fame.
Oh, man, we met, and one thing I got to say about all these people we met were super nice. John Force came into the hotel. He got there about 10:30, and we were all still sitting around the table. I went over and introduced myself as he was checking in, and I said, I got a good joke I need to tell you when you finish. And he said, okay, that's fine. So he finished up, and he came over there, and I told him that same joke, and I never will forget. It's kind of lengthy. And John said, boy, are you ever going to finish this joke where I can go to bed? He said, I got to get up in the morning. But another thing, Wendell Scott's family was there, and they had an aunt that was with them, and something happened to her leg. They were in the hotel upstairs in one of the rooms, and something happened to one of Wendell's sister, I guess it was, and Amanda sent me up there, and she said, go up there and said, here's the keys to the Hall of Fame band. Said, I need you to take them to the hospital. We're going to get an ambulance for them. So I go up to the room, and I knock on the door, and they open the door, and this guy opens the door, and he says, oh, come on in, doctor. Said, she's right over here. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not the doctor. I'm just going to get y'all to the hospital. They got an ambulance coming. But I sat at the hospital and talked to Wendell's son, and he invited me to come to Danville, Virginia, anytime I wanted to. He said, the shop is still there, and he said, I'd love for you to see it. I've never had the opportunity to do that, but I would like to do that someday.
And, Jared, you know, since this is Talladega Race Week, I'm glad you took time to take time out to come on the show tonight. I really do appreciate it. But can you talk a little bit? I think you had David Pearson at one time, too. What, you escorting David Pearson?
No, I never had to escort David. I had Rusty Wallace at one time, and that was great. The thing about these people is they're just down to earth like we are, you know, and that's what I enjoyed about it. They were always nice and friendly to you and appreciated everything you did to try to help them to find what they wanted and, you know, get to where they needed to go. It was just fantastic to get to meet some of them. I never will forget the night after I told all the jokes in Birmingham, and I told several of them. Some of them I don't even remember anymore, but we was at the Hall of Fame close to the library in the hallway, and I was walking down the hallway, and I ran into Martha Earnhardt, and she stopped and introduced me to three people that she had with her. She said, this is Jerry. She said, he kept us entertained in Birmingham last night. And I thought that was real nice of her, you know. And Terry and I tried to schedule a trip to, she was at one of the shops, I think maybe Junior shop or I don't remember now, but I looked on the calendar and she was there signing autographs on certain days when you took the Hall of Fame tour to the shops, and we never could schedule it where I could go back and see her again because she's a sweet lady, and all of them were nice.
Yeah, they are, Jerry. Every one of them are. Jerry, real quick before we let you jump out of here, who are you picking to win the 1000bubs.com 500 here at Talladega Super Speedway this Sunday, October 14th?
Oh, my. That's a good one. I'm going to have to go with wow. I thought about that.
It's
the
hard.
Other day.
It's hard.
Yeah. I'm going to give Elio a shot. I think he can do it again. You know, he won last week. I think he can do it again.
That's right, Chase Elliott. Brady, who you going to go with?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Kurt Busch.
That's another good one. I'm going to jump off the record. Y'all might say I'm crazy. I'm going to go with Matt DiBenedetto.
Could be.
Go ahead and laugh. Y'all go ahead and laugh. I ain't going to say nothing. Like
hey, it's Talladega. he might be the last car standing.
Yep. You never know.
Exactly. Jerry, I want to thank you for taking time out to come on tonight, brother. I surely do appreciate it. Is there anything you want to throw out before we let you jump out of here?
No, Tim, I just I thank the world of you and Suzanne. Enjoy your program, and, you know, you all come out here to the house a lot of times and watch the races with us, and you're welcome to come anytime, buddy.
Thank you, Jerry. I sure appreciate it, brother. Thank you again, and thanks for taking time to come on with myself and Rowdy. We really do appreciate it, Jerry. I'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you.
Jerry Sellers there, Rowdy. I've been trying to get him on for about 2 years, and I've seen the opportunity. But anyway, Rowdy, I know you stayed on. We've had a long night. We've had a really big show. And before we jump out of here, before I let you thank some of your sponsors and stuff, I want to throw out the radio and TV schedule this weekend here at Talladega Super Speedway. All times are local. Camper Royal Truck Series practice. This is Friday, October 12th. Camper Royal Truck Series practice is at 10:05 a.m. to 10:55 a.m. on Fox Sports 2. And then after that, Camper Royal Truck Series final practice is at 11:35 a.m. to 12:25 p.m. on Fox Sports 2 also. Camper Royal Truck Series qualifying, 5:35 p.m. on Fox Sports 2. That's Thursday evening. And then Saturday, October 13th, the Monster Energy Cup Series final practice, 11 a.m. to 12:20 p.m. MRN has your radio coverage. NBCSN has your TV. Radio pre-race, 12:30 p.m. MRN. And in the Camper Royal Truck Series, FR8 Auctions 250 here at Talladega Super Speedway, 1 p.m. MRN has your radio. Fox has your TV. Monster Energy Cup Series qualifying is at 4:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon, which you and I will be there. MRN has your radio. NBCSN has your TV. Sunday, October 14th, the big race, brother. Radio pre-race, 1 p.m. MRN. TV pre-race countdown to green, 1 p.m. on NBCSN. And then you're going to flop it back over to NBC, and MRN has your radio coverage. The Monster Energy Cup Series, 1000bubs.com, 500 from here at Talladega Super Speedway. Your local at-track MRN station is WTDR-FM 92.7 with Grady and JP and the bunch over there. They're going to be out this weekend, too. So y'all listen to 92.7. And before we jump out of here, Rowdy, anything you want to announce? I know we're going to have a radio room Saturday. I think I mentioned it. You and Chi-Town Mark's coming down. Stephen Woods and his wife, A.M., flying in from Richmond. So we got a radio room. We're going to do a live radio show Saturday morning. Time to be announced here at Talladega Super Speedway. But anything you want to throw out there, Rowdy, you got the floor, bro.
Well, look, first of all, listen, everybody, if you feel a disconnect with your kids, Saturday would be a great day with the truck race at Talladega. Kids get in free under 12. Tickets are not that expensive. Go on the social media sites. There's people giving them away. All you got to do is like and share, and you got a chance to win tickets. Tailgating, Tim, you know, hey, it don't take much to throw up a tent and a little grill and have fun, you know? But you can follow me on the Rowdy Maglight show, Rowdy Maglight, and do a friend request on my Rowdy page and follow me every Monday night. We have the Rowdy Maglight show with Tim, Suzanne, Steve, thanks a lot. And without y'all, it'd be a lot different around here.
Rowdy, thank you very much, brother. And again, before you jump out of here, Rowdy, I want to thank Jason Miller, crew chief, SS Greenlight Racing there, for number 76. NASCAR Xfinity Series Camaro there for Spencer Board. I want to thank Jerry Sellers for coming on, too. He done a lot for the sport back in the day. I love hearing Jerry's stories. And just like I said, Rowdy, we're going to meet y'all at the racetrack this weekend. There will be a time to be announced. And y'all tune in. The Pit Stop Tim in Spain, Stephen Wilson, Rowdy Maglight, Chi-Town Mark. We're all going to be going live from Talladega Super Speedway this Saturday morning. Just check out all of our social media pages. We'll let you on that again. Rowdy, thank you very much. We're going to say good night from this 2.66-mile monster we call Talladega Super Speedway.
Good night. Secrets in this life that I can't hide.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.